Welcome, everyone. Yep, it's time for another 5 minutes of the good stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station. And just reminding you about the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Yep, coming up starting this weekend with live horse racing on Saturday and Sunday. Mother's Day races on May 11th. And don't forget the concert coming up with Tanner Laws. Also, Tiger Lily Gold and Gary Allen on the 15th. And then be ready for a full weekend on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Bucking horses, street dance, mutton busted, wild horse races, you name it. It's at the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana. For information, go to buckinghorsesale.com.
Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. I like to do that. This is packed with everything you need to know about ranching right in one publication. You can get it weekly, kick back, and catch up on what's going on. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com because that's what ranchers read.
Something sent in a while back from Debbie Shafto about horses, and we're kind of getting to that time of the year where people are getting out, doing more things outside. You cowboys and cowgirls have been using your horses all winter, but other people are just kind of getting around to it. It's called Touching Equine Palm. When you are tense, let me teach you to relax. When you are short-tempered, let me teach you to be patient. When you are short-sighted, let me teach you to see. When you are quick to react, let me teach you to be thoughtful. When you are angry, let me teach you to be serene. When you feel superior, let me teach you to be respectful. When you are self-absorbed, let me teach you to think of greater things. When you are arrogant, let me teach you humility. When you are lonely, let me be your companion. When you are tired, let me carry the load. When you need to learn, let me teach you. After all, I am your horse. And now, the real story, according to Mary Green. When you are tense, let me teach you that there are dragons in the forest, and we need to leave now. When you are short-tempered, let me teach you how to slog around the pasture for an hour before you can catch me. When you are short-sighted, let me teach you to figure out where exactly in the 40 acres I'm hiding. When you are quick to react, let me teach you that herbivores kick much faster than omnivores. When you are angry, let me teach you how well I can stand on my hind feet, because I don't feel like cantering on my right lead today. That's why. When you are worried, let me entertain you with my mystery lameness, GI complaint, or skin disease. When you feel superior, let me teach you that mostly you are the maid service. When you are self-absorbed, let me teach you to pay attention. I told you about those dragons in the forest, didn't I? When you are arrogant, let me teach you what 1,200 pounds of Yahoo Let's Go Horse can do when suitably inspired. When you are lonely, let me be your companion. Let's do lunch, also breakfast and dinner. When you are tired, don't forget the 600 pounds of grain that needs to be unloaded. When you are feeling financially secure, let me teach you the meaning of veterinary services additional. When you need to learn, hang around, bud. I'll learn ya. Thanks, Debbie, for sending that in as everybody gets ready to go out on their horseback.
That's right. Nothing like a little honesty to get you prepared. Here are some truths about life we'd like to share. The secret ingredient is usually butter in obscene amounts.
That's true.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is worth retrying foods that you didn't like at first.
That is for sure. Another one, problems, when they arise, are rarely as painful as the experience of fearing them.
What is it that they say that 99% of the things that we fear don't come true anyway?
That's right.
Something like that.
That we
anyway.
Worry about.
Right.
Yep.
Nothing ever happens exactly like you pictured it.
That's, I think, extreme honesty. North Americans are generally terrible at accepting compliments and offers of help. I thought that was interesting.
Too independent, I guess, huh?
I guess.
A good 9 out of 10 bad things I've worried about never happened. A good 9 out of 10 bad things that did happen never occurred to me to worry about.
There you go. Supports what you just said.
Scientific backup facts.
That's right. And it straightens it out for you. So stop worrying. You can't hide a bad mood from people who know you well, but you can always be polite.
That is true. And if you want to send something to the good stuff so we can share it, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for more of the good stuff.